Before we say goodbye, I want to note the death on Sunday of former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar, who led our state through most of the 1990s. Edgar spent 3 decades in state government as a legislative aide, state representative, and legislative director for Governor Jim Thompson. He then went on to be Secretary of State, and finally, in 1991, was sworn in as governor.
Congratulations, Governor.
The 21st century beckons. We owe it our best, and we will give it our best. Thank you very, very much.
In January 1999, just a few days before he would leave office, Edgar joined the public radio program State Week in Review on the Springfield station WUIS, NPR, Illinois. Among the many things he talked about is the importance of remembering that as crucial as Chicagoland is to Illinois, it's a much bigger state than that.
We would have all the meetings with the 4 legislative leaders trying to resolve the budget and other legislative issues. I often had to remind them there was another part of Illinois called downstate.
Edgar was a moderate on social issues like abortion and immigration, and that approach was a template for Republicans seeking power in blue states. But times were tough for state government budgets in the 1990s, and Edgar's reputation for stinginess, or fiscal responsibility if you prefer, that reputation led some to call him Governor No. Nevertheless, Governor Edgar was relatively popular, and his reputation only improved with time, certainly by comparison with his successors, the next 2 of whom went to federal prison, and the 2 after that went to defeat in their re-election campaigns. Returning to that exit interview from State Week, Edgar reflected on his legacy.
I think I'd like to be remembered as a good governor who was honest, intellectually honest, they could trust. I think it's very important that people can trust their elected officials, and I would hope that people had trust in me, not always agreed with me, but felt that I was trying to do my best and did a good job.
Being governor was the last political job Edgar ever had. He went on to lecture at the University of Illinois, and he reportedly turned down multiple requests from Republicans to run again for governor or U.S. Senate. But over time, the Republican Party began to drift. Edgar had been a loyal member of the GOP since the first grade when he ran a mock campaign for Eisenhower.
You like Ike, I like Ike, everybody likes Ike
for president. It's morning again in America, and under the leadership of President Reagan, our country...
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're sending people that have lots of problems.
Donald Trump was a bridge too far. Edgar said he did not vote for Trump in 2016, and in subsequent presidential elections, he went even further.
Some prominent Illinois Republicans are throwing their support behind Kamala Harris. Endorsers include former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar, former...
Last year, Edgar joined me on the 21st show to reflect on what had become of his fellow Republicans.
If Trump's elected, then I think it's a long-term Trump party. I mean, the party is a Trump party. It's not the Republican Party that I was involved in 30 years ago. This is not the party of Reagan, Eisenhower. This is a whole different setup. I worry about nationally, particularly the future of the party, because I think it's important we have a strong two-party system. But I'm not optimistic on this.
Earlier this year, Governor Edgar announced he'd be getting treatment for pancreatic cancer. His family says he died of complications from that on Sunday morning in Springfield. Jim Edgar was 79 years old. We'll have a more thorough conversation on Governor Edgar's life and legacy on a future program. For now, condolences to former Illinois First Lady Brenda Edgar, the governor's adult children and their families, and to the many Edgar administration staffers in Springfield and beyond. That's it for today. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey.